Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 16th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further consider Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 44. Having looked at the different biblical references to hell, Sheol, Gehenna, and Hades, we now turn our attention back to the question at hand to discover how it was Jesus descended to hell. As we ask in question 44, why is it added, he descended into hell? We answer, that in my greatest temptations I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors, which he suffered in his soul on the cross and before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. We can safely say, as Dr. Zacharias Ursinus posits in his commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism, that the reference of the Apostles' Creed is not to the place of eternal damnation and fire that we generally think of when the word hell is used, the word we know as Gehenna, but it is only referring to the place of the dead, or the grave, Sheol, as we often see it in the Scriptures. Psalm 116, verse 3. The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me, I suffered distress and anguish. Having determined this, we can now turn our attention to what specifically it means when we confess that Jesus descended there, and why it matters to us. And what we find at the beginning of our answer is the allusion to temptation, specifically our greatest temptations. For we are all tempted to sin. Specifically, as James 1 verse 14 tells us, each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Each of us has a predilection for certain sins, and certain temptations are more enticing for some than for others. But all lead to the same place, sin. But this is where we find our assurance in the suffering of Jesus. For as we look to Jesus, and all the pain and agony he underwent for our sin, we find the promise of God at work in us by his Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. The way of escape and the ability to endure is found in the gospel, that glorious truth that Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose for our justification. We look to Jesus in faith and find that as he underwent the inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors he suffered in his soul on the cross, he became sin for us, as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21. The innocent Son of God, unstained by sin, became sin, our sin, and was forsaken of the Father, that we might never be forsaken. Matthew 27, verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? All of the anguish and torment of hell that we earn when we fall to temptation, all the anguish and torment of hell that we earn in our sin has been laid upon our Savior Jesus Christ. He suffered greatly, that we might never know such suffering. He died forsaken, bearing the wrath of God, that we might live accepted in the righteousness of God. For when we turn to him in the midst of temptation, and when we flee to him for forgiveness of sin, we find the power of his gospel at work in us by the Holy Spirit, and the comfort and assurance of a covenant-keeping God, that the sacrifice of the Son is perfect, holy, and acceptable. Jesus descended to Sheol, that we might never have to descend to Gehenna, to the eternal fires of damnation. Hebrews 9, verse 26. For he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. In suffering the sorrows and agonies of hell, of death, of the wrath of God as he did, Jesus put away our sin, that we who believe on his name might know only everlasting life and eternal joy. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.